RNIB Northern Ireland recently held a Facebook Q&A. Now, what was it all about? Well, to tell us more, we have with us Richard Craig, who is from the Belfast office. Thanks for joining us, Richard.
You're very welcome, Alan. Thanks for having me.
So tell me a little bit about the Facebook Q&A, which was organised, because this was about some specific projects.
Yes, Alan, one of the things we're finding due to the sort of COVID-19 and the recent lockdown that we've had is that RNIB have had to adapt to the way that they try and reach people with sight loss. And in Northern Ireland, we've been doing that in a number of ways, both through utilising sort of reaching people over the telephone and also online, obviously using sort of video platforms like Microsoft Teams. Another way that's proving quite popular among sort of members of the RNIB and people who are visiting our sort of social media pages is through RNIB live sessions. And I was recently invited along to an RNIB live session, which was set up by our sort of community connections team. And it was to talk about the project that I work on, the Need to Talk project. The Facebook live session, essentially, it is me speaking live on Facebook and people are able to see me and hear me speak. And then there's a comment section on this live session that people are then able to engage and ask me questions there and then, or even just to share comments, say hello, or share their experience of how they've maybe found engaging in a service. So it is quite interactive.
Okay. And I suppose it's, you know, very apt at the moment with, you know, very difficult to have face-to-face meetings with people as well. So it's a great way to do that. And you talked about Need to Talk, which is kind of like living with sight loss courses as well. Are they for people who are newly diagnosed, or could it be for people who already have sight loss but really need a little bit more help?
Yes, and our project, even right now, even just that the name of our project, Need to Talk, is at the forefront of sort of RNIB sort of services at the moment. And we're having a lot of interest in the project, which offers counselling primarily through the telephone and also living with sight loss courses, which when there isn't a sort of lockdown and the coronavirus isn't about, is a face-to-face course primarily. But at the moment, we're having to adapt that. And one of the reasons why I did Facebook Live session is to tell people that we're doing that course online through Microsoft Teams. We're doing video living with sight loss courses. They've already begun and they're proving quite popular here in Northern Ireland. We've seen quite a strong demand. And essentially what that is, it's run over around 6 weeks. It's about an hour and a half a week. And it's a chance for people from all over Northern Ireland to come along, join the group and hear about the latest updates from a wide range of our core services that we offer. So that could be the likes of employment, welfare and benefits, counselling, what's happening in the community from the Technology for Life service. So we're able to give people a really good update on what each service is currently doing. And it's also a chance for people to come along and still meet people. Whilst it's not face to face, they're able to have a discussion. People are able to show themselves in the camera. So we're finding it's proving quite popular.
And especially as we say now, you know, just being able to communicate with people, we can't do it face to face, but there's still that community field, people can come together. And that's hugely important because we sometimes probably neglect mental health.
Yes, and that's very important to raise that. And it's something that I think as well, RNIB recently in the last couple of months issued a lot of sort of guidance and sort of press releases that the Need to Talk project, along with just in general, the RNIB are really focused on people's mental health and well-being of people living with sight loss, along with staff as well, I have to say, which is great. And we're doing mental health emergency sessions, which are currently running, which essentially is very immediate. It's not necessarily what you would call counselling. It's just a chance the RNIB recognise that there are a lot of people who are feeling anxious, worried about maybe during the recent lockdown, they were even more isolated than they normally would be. And maybe they have concerns around their eye health and they haven't been able to make maybe hospital appointments, but also just looking to the future, you know, what does the future look like in society for sort of people living with sight loss. So those are quite popular. And again, they can be accessed in the same way through the RNAB helpline and also by contacting this project.
Now, although we are discussing Northern Ireland here, Richard, you know, there are UK-wide services which will do this for blind and partially sighted people as well. But it sounds as if it's been very popular and indeed, you know, going from strength to strength.
Yes, and you're right. The premise applies to the whole of the UK. You know, it is one of the sort of forefront services that the RNAB are focusing on at the moment. And yes, I think, and then the Need to Talk project, which is an externally funded project, we have that flexibility. We received 1.8 million euros around 2 years ago to deliver emotional support and confidence building in Northern Ireland and Western Scotland, in which the RNAB operate, and also in the Republic of Ireland, in the border counties. We work with a project partner called Fighting Blindness. So it's a big project, and we've been able to move more swiftly and adapt quickly in this area. So, which is great, because the areas that I've just mentioned are some of the most rurally and socially isolated areas in the UK.
And we would like more people to get involved in these, Richard. They are vital and a great source of support and advice. If people would like more information, then how do they do that?
Yeah, so for anyone who's affected by sight loss and would like to engage in either telephone counselling or attend a Living with Sight Loss course, or equally, if they'd like to just talk to someone about how they're currently feeling and arrange an emergency mental health session, then they do so by phoning the RNAB helpline on 0303 123 9999 or by emailing needtotalk@rnib.org.uk.
Richard, best luck with it, and thank you for telling us all about it on RNIB Connect Radio.
You're very welcome, Alan. Thank you.